This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Ми не залишимо без нашої відповіді жодну агресивну.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said global pressure on Russia had to be increased significantly during his nightly video address on Thursday. Zelensky also said the talks on Ukraine joining the European Union should begin this year. But the EU has made addressing corruption a requirement for Ukraine joining the 27-member bloc, and that process usually takes multiple years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Kyiv on Thursday with a delegation of more than a dozen officials that promised military, financial, and political aid before the first anniversary of the February 24th invasion.
We have agreement on how we will continue to work forward, both from a legislative standpoint as well as executive and community-based solutions, but the focus will always be on public safety.
That's Stephen Horsford, the chair of the U.S. Congressional Black Caucus, after a meeting Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The meeting centered on police reform and public safety. It came one day after the funeral of Tyree Nichols, a black man who died in January, 3 days after being beaten by police in Memphis, Tennessee. Biden said during the meeting that he talked with Nichols' family by phone and expressed hope that what he called the dark memory of that case would spur action. U.S. House Republicans have voted to oust Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The vote in a raucous session on Thursday to remove the Somali-born Muslim lawmaker came after her past comments critical of Israel. The Minnesota Democrat has apologized for comments that she said she came to understand were anti-Semitic. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States on Thursday called on the Sudanese government to use all available legal means to reverse a decision this week to release a Sudanese man facing the death penalty in connection with the killing of a U.S. diplomat in 2008. State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters the U.S. government called on the Sudanese government to exercise all available legal means to reverse the decision.
The Sudanese claim that the Granville family had extended forgiveness is false. We call on the Sudanese government to exercise all available legal means to reverse this decision and to rearrest Abu Zaid.
Abdelraouf Abu Zaid was found guilty, along with others, in the killing of American John Granville and a Sudanese colleague, both of whom worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development and were killed by gunmen in Khartoum. President Biden was joined by a former president Thursday, marking the 30th anniversary of the landmark Family and Medical Leave Act. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
It was the first bill President Bill Clinton signed when he took office in 1993.
After all these years, I still have more people mention the Family Leave Act to me than any other specific things I did.
30 years later, President Biden is pushing to expand what Bill Clinton signed into law.
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
Paid family leave didn't make it into the slimmed down climate and health care bill that the president signed in August. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Fighter jets were ready to go after a Chinese spy balloon was spotted over the western United States. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Fighter jets, including F-22s, were ready to shoot down the balloon if ordered by the White House. The defense officials said that what concerned them about this launch was the altitude at which the balloon was flying and the length of time it lingered over a location. No specifics were given on which location and no word on how large the balloon is, but it's large enough for commercial pilots to see it.
That's AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. The United Nations says its humanitarians will not leave Afghanistan and will continue delivering life-saving aid, despite Taliban restrictions on Afghan women's work for non-governmental organizations. The announcement comes as some international aid agencies have suspended their operations in Afghanistan to protest the 2022 order by the de facto Taliban government banning local women from working for NGOs. The Taliban say the restrictions on women's work and education are temporary until they figure out how this can be done within religious confines. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that took place Saturday in the central Iranian city of Isfahan. A letter posted on the website of Iran's mission to the UN said preliminary indications were that Israel was responsible for what it called an attempted act of aggression. Marissa Melton, VOA News.